This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Six people were rescued from the Colorado River Wednesday afternoon in Grand Junction. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says one woman is hospitalized and her condition is unknown.
The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says the group was floating on a paddleboard, kayak, and raft when they got into trouble. Five people were able to make it to shore, but one woman was later found unconscious and not breathing. She was given emergency treatment. Colorado has seen several deadly outdoor accidents recently, including a mountain biker who died of heat-related illness on the nearby Palisade Plunge Trail. And on the Front Range, several people have drowned in Lake Pueblo. Authorities are urging people to take adequate water to drink and use personal flotation devices when on lakes and rivers. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence are down. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In May, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 1,800 calls, a 4% decrease over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by reports of bullying and drugs. Reports in May include a student reporting another student was harming themselves. The student was connected with a therapist. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns even when they're out of school during the summer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Soccer's governing body will announce today which U.S. cities will host the 2026 World Cup Games. Denver is one of 16 American cities vying for the World Cup matches. 10 will be selected, along with 3 from Canada and 3 from Mexico. The announcement is expected this afternoon. And this is CPR News. Hot weather all across the state today. For Denver, highs in the mid-90s. Grand Junction, the upper 90s. Right now in Arvada, it's 61 degrees.